You're listening to SBS News.
It's an issue that has plagued Australia throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, international students unable to continue their studies. According to Victoria University's Mitchell Institute, the international education sector is set to shrink from $40.3 billion to $20.5 billion. Predictions of a 50% drop in enrollment devastated not only institutions all over Australia, but the decline has impacted several other entities that cater to students' needs. Education policy fellow Peter Hurley from the Mitchell Institute explains.
I mean, you're looking at the international sector, the value of the international sector halving, the international education sector halving within by the end of next year. And that's going to have huge ramifications. It's important to remember that actually universities pretty much only account for about a quarter of that value. A lot of the value of international students is actually comes in the form of spending in the wider economy. So think about, say, property or retail and so on. So it's not just universities who are going to be affected by this. There's a lot of different parts of the economy and society that will be impacted.
While classroom studies are being missed because of the pandemic, online learning has boomed. Prior to the pandemic, online learning was worth only around $9 million, but by the end of 2020, it had rocketed to $3.3 billion. Most of that increase was from existing students who'd returned to their home countries and were determined to continue their education despite the challenges they faced. The Mitchell Institute's report showed by November of 2020, just 17,000 new overseas students have enrolled, massively short of the usual 120,000 every 6 months. The Victorian government's proposal to accept an extra 120 international arrivals a week starting late next month is giving hope to many. Ankasha Nagasundaram had to return to Malaysia in April last year, and she's hoping to be back at Melbourne's RMIT University later this year.
I'm hoping it's as soon as possible, at least by the next semester, which starts in July. So hopefully by then. So there's been, like, I think articles today about how there's a plan, right, to bring students back each week. And yeah, I'm hoping that plan, you know, is successful and they are able to bring us back to continue face-to-face classes.
The problem for the accountancy student and several others in the same predicament is that the queue for existing students is already huge due to limited numbers of students being allowed to return each week. Mr. Hurley says this could take several months.
So whatever happens with Australia's border policy is going to impact the ability for international students to come into the country, for universities to grow their enrollment and their revenue, for students to start their course. And it's not just a matter of letting some students in. What's really, really important is the rate at which they come in. So to give you an example of this, at the moment, there's about 150,000 international students offshore outside of Australia. It would take 6 months using Australia's entire hotel quarantine capacity just to process those 150,000. And that's before getting to the problem of enrolling new students.
The University of New South Wales has 10,000 students studying overseas, and it says it's focusing on supporting them during this difficult time. That includes two new offshore learning centers in China, giving students options to start or continue their studies. There has been some concern among international students over the fees being charged for online learning. Ms. Nagasundaram explains.
I think at one point, like, international students were really concerned, like, how we are, you know, we are paying fees and all that. There's nothing being done for, you know, that whole transition between face-to-face and online. We were still, you know, like, paying the whole sum that how we would in online, I mean, face-to-face classes. So there wasn't really much done about it. I think that really upsetted, like, a major cohort of international students. Yeah, I guess that was the only thing that was really disturbing, I guess, for us, because the unis did not say anything, nor did they, like, offer any compensation.
Phil Honeywood from the International Education Association of Australia says the current situation highlights numerous lost opportunities, not only for Australia, but for the wider region.
To give you an estimate on numbers that are still here, we would estimate around 100,000 are definitely here, the 700,000 we would normally have in the country. However, what we have to remind ourselves of, it's not just a $40 billion a year economic hit to Australia, according to the ABS. It's also the lost opportunity to teach the future young leaders of our own region whether they be future business, political, academic leaders who we've taught for some generations. And at any one time, up to a third of cabinet ministers in Indonesia and Malaysia government can be educated in Australia. And so it's actually a real loss to Australia's engagement with our region.
Currently, about 260,000 fewer international students are living in Australia than before the COVID-19 pandemic. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.